USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats, 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State. The very latest now on the race from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Michigan is the most delegate-rich of the states holding primaries on Tuesday, and Sanders needs a win in Michigan to stay competitive with frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic race. Campaigning in Dearborn, Sanders vowed to increase Democratic turnout by drawing younger voters and minorities.
Donald Trump will be defeated because the American people, no matter what their political view may be, understand we cannot have a pathological liar in the White House.
Sanders reportedly canceled plans to campaign in Mississippi over the weekend so he could focus on Michigan. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And Rosie the Riveter has died, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A funeral service for a fallen police officer in Hawaii, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
There was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in order from danger. For your commitment and dedication to public service, can we meet again?
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying seven homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.